Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, guys, it's here, and we're really excited to show you the PSE Expedite NXT, where speed and power come together for one of the fastest bows in the industry today. Let's check it out. All right, guys, here we are, PSE 2021. Very excited to shoot the Expedite NXT. This is one of the fastest bows to hit the industry with speeds of up to 360 feet per second in 2021 here. As you can see, it's a stunning looking bow. They did a great job of the design as usual, and PSE is doing a great job over there, and this is a good example of that, having a speed bow. And a lot of you will remember the Full Throttle, the Omen, all these different bows they've done over the years. So today I'm hoping to see what this thing can do. You can see it's got a big slant here, so we're gonna see how it feels. Obviously we'll shoot at 70 pounds, 29 inches of draw for our speed testing to see what that comes up with. But as far as the stats go, let's talk about those just a little bit. Brace height of 5.5 inches, so super small. It's gonna have a lot of power coming off this thing. I wouldn't recommend this bow for a new beginning archer. Definitely somebody's got some more skill and understands small brace heights, because any little tweak can, you know, make the arrow go different directions. So it's very important that you are more of an established shooter to shoot a bow like this. And PSE offers a ton of different models if you are not, like, you know, been shooting a long time. So they have plenty of stuff to cover you, but I definitely recommend this for someone who is more experienced with that type of brace height. Axle is 33 inches, so it's a decent sized bow, just about right on the average. IBO is again up to 360 feet per second, and they're claiming that with the HL mods. Let off is 80 to 90%, so you have that adjustability right on the cam, which is really unique and cool because it's really easy for someone to make that change pretty simply. And for those who want the speed but also want a little relaxation, they're definitely going to choose that 90%. The mass weight of the bow is 4.74 pounds. So that's the overall weight of this bow, the way you see it here with nothing on it. Draw lengths range from 24 and a half to 30 inches. Draw weights will go 60, 70, 80 pounds. You can go up to 10 turns on the limb bolt. The cam is the EC, Evolve Cam System. The finishes on this bow available are black, tan, First Light Fusion, Kuyu, Verde, Mossy Oak Country, Realtree Edge, Cryptek Altitude. And again, some of the cool things about this is PSE always does this thing with the grip where you have, either you could do the rubberized grip, which I'll show you guys the measurements of that, and then, or you can get rid of that and just have the metal grip, which I actually like a lot on this bow. It feels nice and slim, and I really like that feel to it. And here is the grip if you wanted to put that on. Again, slides on, two bolts, and you're done. So some people love that rubberized feel. Other people like me, I kind of prefer just the straight up metal, just so I can really feel the bow and feel any vibration. So that's where I'm gonna get that. This bow does have some suppression built into it. As you can see here, going through the riser, we're seeing more and more of that in the industry. They also have it on the limbs. They also have the string stop. Cable rod looks pretty standard. It's a nice cable rod, it looks good. It's definitely good quality. What we should see here is a lot of power coming off this thing at 70 pounds, and I think that's going to be kind of the most exciting part, is just to see what kind of speeds we're actually getting with it. It also does feature the wedge lock, I forgot to mention that. And what that does is it locks the limb in place, so that's what that does. And that gives the ability to make sure your limbs are dead secure. If you ever had a limb replaced, you put in there and redo the wedge lock. So that's what that is about. Really good pockets on this bow, metal pockets, which makes it really nice. Nice big old cams on it, so you can see the Evolve system is a great system with a lot of speed and power. So PSE has this unique thing where they have multiple spots on the side of the riser to bolt your sight to, and this is a big deal because you can actually lower your sight on the riser, which then gives you more space and more distance that you can get based on your normal sight. So that's really cool and exciting, and gives a lot of flexibility, I think, in where you mount your sight. So anyhow, let's go shoot this thing and see how it performs. All right, guys, speed testing the PSE Expedite NXT, 70 pounds, 29 inches of draw. We'll be shooting a 350 arrow, 450, 550, and 687 will be the weights we're gonna test today, starting with the 350. Before we do so, I just wanna say a special thanks to Trophy Ridge for providing the whisker biscuits we use on the show. They're so great. They always work well and so easy to put on so fast. Also, Cobra Archery for providing the releases for the show. We've been having a lot of fun with these things, so it's been really cool. So let's start with our first arrow, 350 grains.
438.
2 XBite NXT from PSC, a great shooting bow. So what I did is I started the bow at 70 pounds doing the speed test, which you saw, which had really good speed results for the setup that we were using. But then I noticed it was so silky smooth and surprising to me how smooth this bow was at 70 pounds. I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I was expecting a huge hump. I was expecting a lot of force in my arm to get it over, but it wasn't. This cam system, they've done a great job with this, guys. I'm telling you right now, this has got to be my favorite speed bow of the year, just based on how smooth this was to shoot at 70 pounds and having that much torque going forward. Very impressive. So what I did then is I added a couple accessories. I threw on a Trophy Ridge sight and a vector stabilizer from Dead Ringer, just to see what happens with adding a little more suppression and adding a little more weight to that. And I thought it shot very good with that. You can see in the little group we did there, I'm not even sighted in. I was just aiming dead center of the target, it was definitely starting to pile them up right in one spot. So job well done, PSC. Couldn't be more happy for you guys. This is a very, very well done bow. If you're looking for a speed bow this year, it has some power and has a smooth draw with it, this is definitely going to be on your top list to go shoot, because definitely a job well done. So not to mention there are different holes for you to add different things to. For instance, I added the stabilizer here, but they actually have another bar down here that can be added, or you can do a sidebar with it. They also have screw holes in the back on both sides, so there's a lot going on here. Great design, overall great bow. And for me, I chose the standard steel grip, the metal. You again can change the rubber if you want, but this is how I like to shoot. I'd rather have be this flat and I wanna feel the bow so I can feel any vibration. Or you can add that rubber grip if you want it to be a little warmer in the field, depending on where you're hunting and what you're doing. A lot of great options. So great job, PSC. Check them online. Also, check out the Boner Planet podcast. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.